Let us be attentive.
Their voice has gone out to all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We are ill-clad and buffeted and homeless, and we labor working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we try to conciliate. We have become and are now as the refuse of the world, the offscouring of all things. I do not write this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me.
Peace be to you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every infirmity. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, charging them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and preach as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying. Give without pay."
Peace be to you, herald of the gospel. Good morning. In the summer here in Minnesota, we often have severe thunderstorms in the evening, sometimes with high winds. When the thunderstorms get really severe, sometimes the lights go out. When the lights go out, we might stand still, frozen in the darkness. The darkness, when the lights go out, might hinder us from doing what we need to do. We are seemingly helpless in the darkness. But really, when the lights go out, there still is light to be found. We just need to have to reach for a source of light. We have to simply find a candle and ignite the light. All we simply have to do is reach for a match and a candle and ignite the light. Today, the 30th of June, we commemorate the 12 apostles in the church. When the apostles received their commission from Christ to preach and heal, the lights were out. First century Greco-Roman society was, quite frankly, disgusting. The injustices of the ancient world, with its grotesque lack of human rights, the evil, the cruelty, and the lack of knowledge of God, were truly disturbing. As the gospel lesson tells us this morning, at that time, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The lights in the ancient world were out. Sometimes we feel the same about today's society. We see the darkness, the evil, the cruelty, the lack of human rights, and the lack of knowledge of God, and we become paralyzed, frozen in the darkness. We may think the darkness may hinder us from doing what we need to do. We might think it is the worst the world has ever been, but I submit to you, it's been worse. When the holy apostles began to preach, teach, and heal, they overcame the darkness around them. By sharing the light of God, they dispelled the darkness. The work of God through the holy apostles, through the centuries, transformed society. Within 350 years, the idol-worshipping Roman Empire became an Orthodox Christian empire. The laws of Christ eventually became the laws of the empire. Society was slowly transformed and transfigured because the apostles and those after them chose to ignite the light. This kind of transformation is happening by the light of Christ in Albania. The communist government in Albania was really the most extreme persecutor of the Orthodox Church in the 20th century. In 1967, the communists closed down all religious buildings in the country and declared Albania the world's first atheist country. All expression of religion, public or private, was outlawed. Hundreds of clergy were killed or imprisoned. At the end of the communist rule, when religious freedom was restored, only 22 Orthodox priests remained alive. Albanian society was seemingly frozen in darkness. The lights under communist Albania were out. What has and is happening in Albania since the fall of communism? The lights are coming back on. People have the courage to ignite the light. From the ashes rose the Orthodox Church, to more than 800,000 Orthodox faithful today in Albania, and hundreds of thousands more abroad.
But the raising of the church was not done by superstars, but by everyday apostles, everyday teachers, everyday laborers in the Lord's vineyard. The reconstruction of the Orthodox Church in Albania was done by ordinary, yet extraordinary people, like my brother-in-law here in the altar, Father Anastas, and his wife, Presbytera Georgia, Presbytera Alexandra's sister. The resurrection of the Orthodox Church in Albania was done by God's grace and everyday heroes, such as Father Anastas and Presbytera Georgia, who continue to build on the foundations already laid by other everyday apostles. They chose to ignite the light and help raise the Orthodox Church in Albania from the ashes. We will be able to hear more about their story and the story of the Albanian Orthodox Church's resurrection next Sunday here after liturgy with a lunch. Please join us. You see, ordinary people like my sister and my brother-in-law can make a huge difference helping rebuild the Albanian church in the Orthodox Albanian church. But we don't all have to be missionaries or work for an archbishop to ignite the light. For example, ordinary people like my seven-year-old son came up with the idea of the sermon. We all can ignite the light here and now in our lives, here in Minneapolis. We can ignite the light by showing God's love by helping the poor. We can ignite the light by speaking the truth of God to those who deny or misunderstand it. We can ignite the light by seeking justice for those who have been oppressed or do not have a voice. We can light the light by imitating the apostles and their efforts to transform society. Let us not be frozen in the darkness, but let us, with God's help, take courage and imitate the apostles and ignite the light of God's light, love, truth, and justice. May we find the courage to ignite the light through the prayers of the holy apostles, whose memories we commemorate today. Amen.